The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Home again, diggity dig. The Robert Scott Bell Show back in studio. How has it been? I don't know how I made it through all those 10 days of travel in Super D, but I'm back. And did we do shows while I was gone, while I was on the road?
Are you suffering from on-the-road amnesia right now?
It's post-trip. I don't think it's stress disorder, but I think it's...
Post-nasal something?
Post-trip.
Trip.
Okay. Sleep disorder. PTSO. Sleep deprivation.
We did shows, and we did some awesome shows. We had some great guests on while you were gone there.
Okay. One day I'll go back.
Trust
and listen
me.
And go,
just take that, my word for it. Just take my word for it.
That host sounds a lot like me. Who was that doing that? Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I'm really glad to be... Glad to be back, and we've got a lot to do today. We got upcoming event, news really quick on the Zika, calls coming in on that, and cancer, and including burns and scar tissue. We got Jeffrey Jackson scheduled. Hopefully we can get him on board because he attended the premiere in Santa Monica of the movie Vaxxed. And then Stephen Huer is back to talk health and healing. We always learn a lot from him. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. Speaking of shows, I went to a great show last night. The Atlanta Rhythm Section, still rocking it after all of these years. What is it, 30, 40 years now? It's ridiculous. But these guys can still jam, although there are only two original members still there. But and one of the guys has been there 30 years. So it's not like they're totally new, but... the drummer,
they
in fact,
have had, if I'm not mistaken, I think three or four members that have passed away over the years.
Yeah, and they're on. It's not unusual. I mean, I was talking to them afterwards. It was just a nice, friendly venue, friendly guys. In fact, I brought my daughter, my almost 11-year-old daughter, to the concert, and she just had the best time, just jamming and rocking out with me, her dad. And then we got to... meet the band afterwards. They let us into the VIP section. You know, Ariana is an absolute ticket into the VIP section. You got the adorable 11-year-old almost daughter. Come on in, meet the band. And they were so cool. I got her an ARS T-shirt, and the band signed it for her and everything. I got some nice pictures. Yeah, yeah. And while I was gone, in fact, I was just last week, I wasn't here for it, but my daughter performed The Scientist. You know that song, The Scientist? It was a pretty popular song.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
I forget who does that, but you'll know it if you hear it, but in front of a crowd or whatever. And she's a little budding rock star herself, so it was great to go out. It was like a father-daughter bonding time. I like to do more concerts like that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It was. Now I'm hearing Champagne Jam, Imaginary Lover, all of these great songs that they did. And they were jamming. In fact, I was talking about them because they were jamming. They know all the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd. They used to jam with them in the early years.
Oh, yeah.
And tour with them and everything.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, the one I think that most people would recognize that probably got the most airplay was So Into You.
Yeah, so in, what a great song.
Yeah.
What a great song. So it was fun. It was a throwback, but it was also bringing my daughter, her generation, whatever they call her generation, into the Southern rock tradition of the 70s and 80s. And I have to say, I enjoyed being back. Glad to have some rest, and I'm up and at them. And we got some calls to do. Anything, any other, let's say, what do they call it? Cleanup, mix up, whatever we got to do
to
start the show.
Well, I'll just
today.
Throw in there, just because you're bringing up music, probably one of the more significant pieces of news having to do with music is A, that Guns N' Roses started their tour, and Axl Rose sounds just as good as he did back then, amazingly. Okay. And we've got confirmation he is indeed replacing Brian Johnson on AC/DC.
For the tour they're doing
for the rest
Europe.
Of the tour, because he had to back out because of his hearing issues.
Yeah, that was one of the guys from ARS was telling me, was it one of the Van Zants or another one that had to pull out for the similar reason from Leonard Skinner. They were losing their hearing.
Right.
So, listen, if you go to a concert once in a while and you listen to loud music, you're not going to go deaf. But if that's your livelihood every day, every night, just about your listening, that's a recipe for disaster. So protect yourself.
Well, we can just say we told you so, because we just talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, that science has finally proven, so that everybody can believe it now, that earplugs do help your hearing. So
indeed.
Earplugs. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, while I was gone, I think the calls were piling up. Remember, you can call us 866-939-BELL even when we're not on the air, and leave us a message. And if we can, we'll play it on the air. If you need us not to, just say that. But I like to answer questions, because if you have the question, thousands of other Robert Scott Bell Show listeners and new listeners to the show likely have the question as well. And also a shout-out to Ty and Charlene Bollinger. Happy birthday, Charlene, yesterday. And, of course, The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, still in the midst of airing again. If you're not already plugging into it, look in the links, click the banner, and go there. Download it for free while you can. And if you need to, just buy the whole series. I'm sure we're hearing from a lot of new folks who are watching it now. In fact, I ran into some folks at a health food store and said, oh, I finally downloaded Global Quest. I saw you in it. So it's getting out there, Super D, this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty through many, many, many ways.
Absolutely. Ty is just outdoing himself, isn't he?
Yeah. So we're here for you. And, well, let's go to the phone calls, because I said we're here for you. Here comes the first one. This one, I think, is coming from the San Francisco Bay Area. Let me just, here it is.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell. This is Martin in the East Bay, San Francisco area. And I have a question about the Zika virus. I hear a lot of ramping up right now in the news today about preparing us for a vaccine or something like that. And I want to know, in countering the propaganda about this, if you have an opinion on what caused the microcephaly outbreak in Brazil. I know that there wasn't much of an outbreak anywhere else in the world, whereas Zika has been around, like you said, since 47, and in other areas of the world, like Colombia, and there's no microcephaly associated with it before or in those areas. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
All right, Martin, we appreciate your call, too. That was great, and good timing, too. Last week, Newsmax published a claim by the CDC and U.S. health officials that Zika is the definitive cause. It's concluded. They say it's now clear the CDC has concluded that Zika virus does cause microcephaly. That's according to Tom.
You know, look, they worked really hard for a long time, and it's just, listen, you got to give them a hat tip for the fact that they have found the smoking gun finally.
Right. It only took them weeks since before, when they were, as we acknowledged, denying the link. And it's too early to say. There's too many conflicting reports. We don't know. Now suddenly they've got a definitive report claimed to be published in the New England Journal of Medicine. By the way, we once interviewed the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel. And she said, you can't believe half of what's in these journals anymore. And that may be at best. And so I am highly suspicious. I think the claims are highly dubious. Of course, in relation to the fact that we know that the CDC is not honest, is not doing good science, is covering up data from at least one whistleblower there that has been basically revealed in the movie Vaxxed now, that causes me to say, you know what, if the CDC says it, you might want to believe the opposite. But before we, you know, just launch on that, perhaps we should figure out how the CDC is claiming that. They say that, you know, in this article, there's a removal of any lingering doubt, right? The administration, of course, remember, has requested $1.9 billion for Zika prevention and fighting efforts. Here's another consideration, too, when you think about that. Economic conflicts of interest. How much can a budget go up if you can establish a link in a journal, whether it's legitimate or not? That is the question. Remember, Brazil settled more than 1,100 cases of microcephaly. We found that, according to the reports, only a small percentage of them had any evidence of any Zika exposure. So how is it now the definitive cause? That's still a question to be answered. Perhaps we can go into the New England Journal of Medicine and see what they say. All right, so they're utilizing what they call epidemiology, right? Epidemiology. And they say that when they do this, there is no, in fact, smoking gum. Gun. As, you know, there's not a definitive piece of evidence that confirms Zika virus is the cause of these congenital defects, and it should not be anticipated. So there's your first clue. They're going to be able to make this stuff up because they realize there isn't going to be that one thing they can point to. So they're going to soften it up and say, don't even expect it. Just let us do our job, and we're going to determine it by what? Well, various lines of evidence. It suggests, may suggest, but won't prove on its own that the prenatal Zika virus exposure can cause adverse outcomes. And in the conclusion, yeah, well, you kind of get where they're going here, right? It's not definitive. We suggest that, and I'm quoting now, that sufficient evidence has accumulated to infer a causal relationship between prenatal Zika and microcephaly and other severe brain anomalies. Now, also supportive, this is the key, also supportive of a causal relationship is the absence of an alternative explanation. Quoting now, despite the extensive consideration of possible causes, researchers have been unable to identify alternative hypotheses. That's it right there, folks. It's all there in their face. They've been loaded up with it from other doctors, from other researchers, MDs, PhDs, saying, hey, what about the use of larvicide? Hey, what about the DTP vaccine during pregnancy? Hey, what about the use of genetically engineered mosquitoes? Right? Toxicologically impacting on the manifestation of brain abnormalities in a developing baby in utero. How do they not see it? How do they say there are no plausible other options, so Zika is the only thing we're left with, even though it's only found in a fraction of the total cases, and the fact that we've known about it since the 1940s, and it never did squat to anybody, basically, until now, when they need a cover story. For what? Toxic pesticides, genetically engineered pesticides, GMO mosquitoes, and vaccinations. Folks, the CDC is lying because its lips are moving. The New England Journal of Medicine has foisted another scam upon you. Don't buy it. And don't buy it that Zika is the new HIV either. Now they're saying it's conferred through anal sex as well. Another lie for you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
You know, I feel like I've been gone from the studio so long that I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm in the studio looking around going, what's that? Ooh, how do I know that knob? What does that do? It's just crazy.
When did we get a cat? Where'd those come from?
Right. You know, and it's not like I haven't been away on trips, but this one was, what can you say? It was just.
Well,
the
dude,
pace.
I mean, it was intense.
Different...
First you were in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
Then you were in D.C., which I'm sure that was a cool experience, and then you were in, what, Sarasota?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, in between all of this, you know, doing, as I said, I think you're right, we did do some broadcasts. I was there somehow, some way, and we kept getting the word out, which I'm grateful that we did, but there's just so much more to do. And, you know, as we take a call, or, you know, as we cover the Zika story. I mean, I don't have time to go into this. We'll do this another time. But the whole idea that Zika is now the new AIDS, right? This is just such a, it's a bold stake at claiming that another non-entity, if you will. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, although with HIV I do dispute existence because they don't have a test for it. You know, maybe they have a more reliable test for Zika, but at the same time, they never tell you about the quantities of Zika there. And if they say, hey, we post-mortem, we did an analysis of the brain of the child with microcephaly, and it turns out there's Zika virus. Well, what else is in there, too? How many other thousands of viruses and microbes are there, too? To say, oh, no, out of all of that, we've decided that Zika is the one. You see what I'm saying? This is all made up for the purposes of being a cover story to prevent you from looking at global toxicology. And that's, you know, that's what we're dealing with here. And, you know, we're one of the few places in media that calls this stuff out the way it, you know, the only way it can make sense. Their budget depends on them having a new crisis, a new virus every few years, every 10 years, 20 years, as the one burns out, as people are not buying that HIV, if even if it's real, is going to kill you tomorrow. And so we got, well, what's the next crisis or else the budget for CDC is going to go down? And now they're having to do all kinds of triage because of Vaxxed, the movie about the CDC whistleblower. So we've got a lot to do here, and only 2 hours a day, 6 days a week to do it in. Thank you all for being here. We got another caller coming in. This is about a very serious issue. Let's see, who is this? I believe Yava. I'm not sure. Let's give a listen.
Hi, my name is Yava, and I'm calling from Santa Monica, California. My six-month-old daughter has been diagnosed with LCH, Langerhans histiocytosis, and I was hoping that you had potential other recommendations other than chemo. Currently, we have only chemo as an option, and because she has it in her spleen, which is a high-risk organ, on her skin, as well as several lesions in her skull bone. That is the only way that modern medicine is dealing with LCH, and we were hoping there's other opportunities that we can tap into other than chemo at this time.
All right, yeah, but thank you for calling in. That's obviously a very serious question. I can't give quote-unquote medical advice, even homeopathic medical advice on such a situation. But I can hear Dr. Batar's words echoing in my brain right now in talking about the basics, that, you know, what kind of toxicological exposures has there been in her young life or even prior to that as she was being, you know, as you were developing her? And what other maybe you call them minuscule deficiencies, but significant deficiencies associated. Spleen, of course, I talk about liver detoxification, addressing kidneys, spleen as well, the colon, the lymph, all of that to help detoxify. And, of course, as you said, you know, the modern medicine says this is the only way. Well, in what rightful mind, in what right mind is there only one way to go or even one or ten ways? And do they all have to be toxic? Again, I don't know so much about this Langerhans cell histiocytosis, but I will say if you haven't been watching A Global Quest, The Truth About Cancer, check it out, please. There are going to be doctors there that might have other options for you, and we'll explore this a little further. But the idea that there can only be one way is anathema to freedom and the freedom to think clearly. All right, we got another call we'll try and get to sometime this hour. We'll hopefully get Jeffrey Jackson if he's up. I think he was on the West Coast because of the debut of Vaxxed in Santa Monica. We'll see if we can talk about that as well. If you want to call me live, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all the links and the show notes. Super D and RSB are here. We'll see if we can get Jeffrey Jackson. We have Stephen Hewer to learn some more healing after that.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through our syndicator GCN, through radio stations around the country, and of course heard podcast after the fact via GCN Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now the new SoundCloud, making it easy. So check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Super D is here. We had another call we couldn't squeeze in, unfortunately, last segment, but I think I'm going to roll it on in here because, you know, a lot of the times we cover stories that are global in perspective. And you know, they're important, but I mean, how do they impact you? How do they impact me? Sometimes they're very unique and, fascinating questions that come from you that also are very difficult to answer on the air, like the last one we had from Yeva Ayeva. And maybe I'll throw that out to Batar or others as we talk about it. Maybe when we talk with Ty Bollinger midweek, when we go outside the box on cancer-focused issues. But this one we've got coming up next is something I think is very practical for all of us to hear. Hopefully it's never as severe as far as this goes in terms of what you encounter regarding burns. But this is a caller, I believe Daniel is on the line.
Hi, Robert. This is Daniel from St. Petersburg, Florida. And here's my question if you got Dr. Darrell Wolf on there. I got a friend that got burnt bad in an industrial accident, so he's got a lot of scarring. And I was wondering if Dr. Darrell Wolf's scar treatment for restoring movement would work for him. He had some third-degree burns on his hands. Thanks. Appreciate it. Love the show. You're the best. You and the gang.
All right. Daniel, it's we in the Scooby gang. I guess we are Super Don.
Ruh-roh.
But yeah, Daniel, it's a great question. Your concern for your friend is genuine. Obviously, you don't tell me when this happened. Was it a month ago, a week ago, 10 years ago? Because it matters in terms of treatment. You know, if you have any kind of burn, and it's severe, like a third degree, and it could be chemical as well, you're often going to be given a silver-based drug known as silver sulfadiazine topically. And that could be very beneficial in terms of the industry standard for modern medicine and burn care treatments. But we utilize a form of silver, and we had just this last week, at the end of the week, I had a nanotechnology expert in the realm of silver. And we talked about some pretty fascinating things. And, you know, increasing efficacy or efficiency, ease of excretion as well, the utilization locally. Now, I also mentioned I got a sunburn recently, and I applied topically the silver and the aloe, and how that worked extraordinarily well because I didn't even blister, much less peel. It all just turned into a nice tan. But in this case, you're dealing with a third-degree scenario. If you can't soak it in silver constantly or a silver-aloe combination constantly, then you are likely going to have aberrant tissue or scar tissue develop. Now, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Darrell Wolf, talks extensively on this issue of scar tissue formation, right? And in many cases, it's internal to the body. It's not something you necessarily see. But working through that scar tissue is very important. Now, in doing so, Doc does a lot of things, and we may talk with him about this case later in the week when he's back for Detoxa Fridays, but I just didn't want this one to have to wait for now. We're going to go right into it, because one of the key elements of restoring integrity to connective tissue of all kinds anywhere in the body is the utilization of a trace mineral known as silica. And that's part of the adjuncts I reference in Unlock the Power to Heal when we talk about healing the epithelial tissue within the gut. And it's the same concept for healing it external to the body. It's epithelial tissue. It's the lining of our earth suit. So utilizing silica internally, and you can get the Alta Silica from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And that will be, go a long way into dealing with even long-term tissue malformation, restoring integrity. But there are techniques that Doc of Detox is unique. He knows, and he tries to teach others. So I would urge you, if you haven't been over to docofdetox.com, participate in his webinars as well. We talk about them each week that he does every other week, I believe. And that can get you back back on track for recovery. Again, because I don't know if this was a recent injury or one that he's been dealing with, it's 10 years of scar tissue, it will determine how best to proceed in an immediate fashion. There are homeopathic scar tissue formation remedies that you could take orally. The use of copper hydrosol may also one day, or copper, colloidal copper locally, may also be of benefit in addition to the silver. And we talk about the silica. Homeopathically, we do silicea. Silicea is the homeopathic form of silica, and that will also help. So for mild burns to the most severe burns, silver is that key. But if you're dealing with something that's been there for years and years and years, it's a little bit of a different strategy, and it may require physical interaction too. Sometimes not so pleasant to remove the scar tissue or help break it free, break it through, so that you can redevelop the healthy tissue that preceded it, which is possible. But I don't say it is an easy task. There is diligence and consistency and persistency involved in that kind of transformation. Super D, you haven't dealt with anything but mild burns, right? The burns when you're cooking food.
Yeah, fortunately, I've never had to deal with anything that severe, thank goodness. But, that's all good information right there you've just given.
Yep. And we, you know, we have bonus time here. We were tracking down Jeffrey, and he might still be, I don't know, on the West Coast or in transit. But, you know, one of the things we can also do is talk a little bit about our experiences with VAX, even though I haven't seen it. And there's some great info out there as the reviews are coming in. Other than Paul Offit's view, another view from someone who hasn't even seen the film.
Oh, yeah, there's no biased opinion there. None whatsoever.
And he neglects to mention that he's even featured in the film. I'm sure he doesn't like that. But, you know, the idea that VAX, for instance, and Levi Quackenboss has got great WordPress. We've often cited her site on commentary on this and other issues. And one of the things being yelled at or screamed about by the old media about this film, VAX, to get you to not see it, is to say, well, it's all anecdotal, right? It's all anecdotal. And, you know, the irony of what we just talked about with the Zika virus, when they're saying it's epidemiological, that, by the way, is pretty much anecdotal as well. It's reported after the fact. It doesn't mean they have to definitively analyze and culture or find and isolate the Zika virus. Much less tell you if they find it, how much is even present or was present, and could it have the ability to do anything at all to you? Like in the vast majority of cases, it does nothing. So I think it is rather disingenuous of those who accuse VAX of being anecdotal, because it isn't. In fact, it isn't really about the anecdotal stories, although they are, I believe, presented. There are parents in there talking about what they witnessed in their own children. And even Robert De Niro, by the way, talked about that and what his wife saw in particular. And, you know, this is one of the accusations. It's like, well, what does a parent know, right? And I'm telling you, a parent knows way more than the doctor who eventually sees this child, because they didn't know this child, perhaps, if they weren't the doctor prior, to know about the functional levels that existed within this child that was reverted after the vaccine sequence, the well baby visit. But that isn't, right, you said, even the focus of the movie. And to say that it's anti-vaccine, you know, I have no problem with people calling me anti-vaccine, but I'm really more about being pro-freedom. And certainly I'm anti-vaccine in the way it's being administered, because of the toxicological poisons that are present. The substances within these things are problematic. But, of course, people that have a religious dogma belief in vaccines, they don't want to address that. Or if they even acknowledge it, they'll say, well, it's only there in minute doses. And I will just remind them that even minute doses of hormones can transform the body instantaneously. So to argue that minute doses don't have impact, it denies the reality of nanotechnology and its impact on the body. It denies the reality of nanopharmacology and the fact that parts per billion, parts per trillion of hormones and enzymes do hundreds of thousands of functions every minute within the body. But why should I bother educating those people who are indoctrinated and dogmatic about their belief in vaccines, instead of acknowledging these things and chatting about it for those who still have cognitive function available to them? It's not an anti-vaccine movie, even though I'd have no problem if it were. And then, you know, the third thing that they just rail about on this, if they haven't seen the movie, is that, oh, it's all about Andrew Wakefield, and Andrew Wakefield's been discredited. He had a fraudulent study. On and on about Wakefield, because they set up him as a straw man to take everything down. And it's not about Andy Wakefield. We've talked about that. It's not about that. What is it about? It's about the CDC whistleblower. It's about a senior PhD research scientist within the CDC who's not a former employee. He's still there under whistleblower protection status, waiting to be subpoenaed by Congress to report on what Congressman Posey has read into the congressional record now at least twice. That he exists, that it's real, that they trashed data, they hid data, they suppressed data, they altered data in order to not show any relationship between the MMR vaccine and the incidence of autism in any group, or particularly the African-American boys that were seemingly at a significantly higher risk if they got the MMR vaccine on time or early. Super D, I got to pause for a moment just to take a breath and ask if this is making any sense, because those on the other side are not.
Of course it's making sense. Yeah, okay. No, listen. What Levi Quackenboss is responding to here is a movie review that was done by the Hollywood Reporter. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it was completely one-sided, biased. Now, listen, it's fair to say that obviously the... I don't know. I guess the position that we're going to take on this is obviously we're in favor of it, but in an effort to try and be objective, okay? which I always try and be. I mean, as best as I can. Everybody has their own opinions. It's easy to be biased if you believe one thing, to put your own slant on it. But in this particular case, listen, they are trying their best, the media, to make this about Andrew Wakefield, because they know if they do that, that they can somehow try and discredit the entire film just because he's involved in it, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to connect the two things. And all of the people, the Hollywood Reporter, all of these bloggers, all the people in the media and stuff like that, nobody has actually seen the damn movie, okay? They're all basing their opinions on the fact that they are jumping on the bandwagon of Andrew Wakefield's involved, so therefore it is a BS movie. But the people that are actually going down and looking at it and objectively watching the thing are realizing that what you're hearing in the media is crap. This is not an anti-vaccine movie. It is not about Andrew Wakefield. It is about the parents and the data and the facts, and people have to go out and see it and make their mind up for themselves.
All right, do it up. And by the way, we've got the definitive overview of Robert De Niro's appearance on the Today Show. Super Don and I did that the other day on the show, if you hadn't heard it, from Washington, D.C. It's available through SoundCloud, and I believe it'll be up at Talk Network if it isn't already. So check it out, robertscottbell.com, for all the links. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Back with more powerful healing after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control. But gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's see. Well, I want, you know, we haven't done an update related to one of our favorite botanicals here. Don't be mad at me. God created it. We're just talking about it, and we're going to talk about it for Sparky, Fido, and Fifi. Now, we're not encouraging a little Fido to smoke a doobie. That's not what we're saying here.
But that would make a great picture and probably go viral on Facebook, though.
It would. But there is a picture on Facebook. Well, actually, this is in, LAWeekly.com. Should medical marijuana be used to treat pets? And they got a cool-looking dog with sunglasses in front of a little bottle of Vet CBD. And there's a veterinarian out there in Southern California who evidently has been utilizing CBD at his West Los Angeles Animal Hospital. David Bruette, medical director there. And he says it's really working for these pets. They're using CBD primarily, which is, you know, so you're not going to get your pets high. But I'm encouraged to hear about this because I haven't worked CBD with animals. I would have come to a similar conclusion that it likely is something that would be safe for them because it's a botanical, and even animals have an endocannabinoid system. So there is no issue there, and this vet is actually confirming it. But what he doesn't say is that this form of CBD, he's making it himself, is already made up for all of y'all across the land that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show in a dietary supplement form. And that I utilize, and that it looks like if this vet is correct, that the CBD you give to yourself may be the same thing, it sounds like it is, that you can give to your animal. And he's saying that it is actually helping these pets live longer lives, easing their discomfort should they be in pain. And, of course, all the wonderful things that we've seen it do for humans, it looks like it may be viable for animals as well. So if you haven't linked up to Canavest, CANNAVEST.com or CV Sciences, they have the CBD available as a dietary supplement, and you can get it there, and they have a discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. You have to enter it. It doesn't happen by magic. RSB15. RSB15, that gets you 15% off all of your cannabidiol needs.
Again, as a supplement, not a drug, no claims, available in all 50 states. But that's kind of cool that you can give it to your pet, Super D.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I don't see any reason. Now, of course, they're going to say there's no scientific evidence pointing out that there is any safety or efficacy in the use in animals, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I personally think it would work. I mean, listen, there are medications that are given to dogs that kill them all the time, just like humans.
Sure.
You know, so why not use a botanical, you know, and there is, of course, anecdotal evidence that it does work. But, you know, why not? Fido should have the right to feel better just like anybody else, right?
Would you have a problem giving CBD to your dog?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't. Would you want to give CBD to your cat?
I would have no problem, especially if I had a, you know, Siamese cats. I think of all the cats could really use some CBD because they're just high strung and just wild. They might benefit the most from it, my assumption here. Although our cat's pretty mellow for the most part, but we also have a catnip plant, so you know you can get the cats crazy with catnip.
Now that that's the original weed for cats right there is catnip. I tell you, man, I've had cats in the past, and I still don't quite understand it. I suppose I could look it up, but man, cats on catnip they can entertain you for hours.
Yeah, indeed they do, and we have the plant now, which is great. And I came back, by the way, from my trips, and thankfully my wife and kids they took care of the garden.
You have a catnip plant?
We have a catnip plant, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. My kids love to feed a little bit extra on the side. And I'm like, what is that catnip? Oh, yeah, they got into the catnip plant again. So I'm gonna actually plant it in one of those hanging planters because I don't want them to get at it. And, of course, the stray cats in the neighborhood probably are coming into the garden, too. I don't know. But the garden looks great. I'll have to post some new pictures. The little trees, the blueberries, the papaya plants are coming back from the winter. Not that there was much of a winter. And we got the fig tree that's happy, too. All right, folks, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stephen Huer scheduled next hour, and we're going to get into a lot of healing that beneficial for everyone. RobertScottBell.com, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.